Welcome to the Boston Globe podcast with Peter Post. Peter Post, who is the great-grandson of Emily Post, writes the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe. He's also the co-author of The Etiquette Advantage in Business. I'm Doreen Vigue, and I'm an assistant business editor at The Globe. And Peter, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Globe podcast.
It's fun to be talking with you again, Doreen.
Since this is the season of giving, Peter, I wanted to chat with you for a minute about charitable donations. What's appropriate, inappropriate in terms of an office setting? Who should be asking for the money? And what really is the etiquette of giving during the season when most people are really want to be doing so?
Absolutely. I think it is that season. It's that season to share a little bit with other people. And I think many people want to be able to do that. The trick is to not be made to feel as if, though, you are either stingy or a bad person, okay, if you can't give. And the whole issue of charitable giving at the office, both, at the holiday time, but throughout the year, when it's the Girl Scout cookies or it's the gift wrap or it's anything else that's coming around that people are doing, I think that the offices would do everybody in their office a tremendous favor if instead of having people going around and individually soliciting other people in the office, that they set up a place where solicitations were made available, that people could do them, who wanted to. And it would remove the stigma of and pressure of feeling like I've got to give or I'm going to be viewed as a bad person here. I think that kind of stress really hurts the workplace. So I'm very much more in favor, instead of people going around and asking on an individual basis, to having it be done as a place in the workplace. Maybe it's over by the kitchen or whatever it might be.
Right.
Where people can then, make their donations if they want to.
Is it ever polite to bring that up in an office setting? Who do you give to if people are looking for advice for good charities that they'd be interested in? I mean, is that ever a polite conversation at the office?
Sure, people have those all the time. And now even offices, they'll do a United Way campaign, they'll do a variety of things like that. And it's perfectly reasonable to have it, but it has to be done within the context, not of you need to give or you're a bad person, but we're just making people aware of this. And now, on your own, when you're ready to, you decide if you want to give. But I'm not going to stand there in front of you with my hand out waiting
right.
for, the $10 to come out of your wallet.
And if there is a box or some other kind of repository for cash or toys or something, I mean, do you think that those should be set up in the office? Because everybody can see who's giving or not giving to those as well.
Within reason, I think they can be. You don't want to put it out right in the middle where each person sort of feels like they've got to be able to do it. But I think you want to do it in a place which is convenient. Without being, totally obvious about it. And I think you can do that. I think there's ways of making that kind of a thing happen. And it's, as I say, the big deal here is that it's going to relieve the stress on the people in the office.
Right. What if, I know you kind of went over this, but there is a lot of pressure for people, especially if somebody's taking up a collection, and they do raise a lot of money for really good charities, obviously, by taking up collections, but do you think that's something that should be done anonymously? People should just not be bringing around the paper to sign?
Exactly. I don't think it's something people should be being accosted with in the middle of the office workplace. Also, I think it's really important for people at the beginning of the year to sit down and say to themselves, what is it that I'm going to be able to do this year? What can I reasonably give to? I want to be a contributor. I want to be able to do stuff. But I know that there's going to be far more things I'm going to be asked for than I can actually give to. So make a choice as to what you're going to give to. And when somebody does come around and doesn't do what I'm suggesting, but actually is coming around to your desk, and it's somebody you're not going to give to that year, you can say, look, I really appreciate the opportunity to give. Another year I might be able to, but this year I've decided to give to a couple of other things, and I'm pretty well tapped out. And, show your appreciation for them asking, but hold your ground. Be firm. Because otherwise you're going to end up in a situation which you may go into debt having to give to everybody
right.
that comes around and asks you.
And that's really good advice, because I think people squirm in these situations because they don't know how to politely decline without looking like a bad guy or without looking cheap or something like that.
Exactly. So don't get mad at the person. Don't be sort of caustic towards them. But as I say, really say, tell them that you appreciate the opportunity they're giving you. Thank you for that opportunity. But at this time, it's not going to be possible for me. I've already agreed to give to these other things, and that's pretty well, taking care of my budget for giving this year. But maybe next year we'll be able to do it. Thank you very much.
Well, Peter, I want to say thank you very much. That was excellent advice on charitable donations.
You're welcome, Trish.
Take care. Peter Post writes the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe. Please read him every Sunday. And if you'd like to ask him questions, send your questions to bizmanners, that's BIZMANNERS, @globe.com.